Okay, we're going to, we can keep talking, but people are sharing some important things, so I just want to get it available. So, I just sent out a short email just a little while ago. I've actually been in a, like a retreat, couple retreats, so I haven't been around to do much computer work to let people know about the call, but it'll be recorded so other people can hear it anyway. So we have Sharon and Sharon. Anybody else on yet?
Did you hear me say Gaia's here?
Oh, I did. Welcome.
I think we were talking several at the same time, but yeah, hello, blessings everyone. It's wonderful to be here.
I've been reading all your posts to Shakti Activation, so I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, I'm glad to share. I think a lot of people are shy about opening up and talking, so I probably overdo it.
Oh, no, I'm glad you are. You're holding the field.
Oh, good. Oh, I like that. Yay, thank you.
Satnam Guru Kiran.
Satnam?
It's Avinashi.
Oh, Avinashi, hi. Welcome.
Thank you. I look forward to this day.
Oh, wonderful. Good to hear your voice.
Hello, Guru Kiran. This is Norma from Boston.
Oh, hi, Norma.
Hi, hello.
Hello.
I'm looking forward to today, too.
Wonderful.
Hi, everyone. This is Jennifer from Toronto.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
Good.
I have lots to tell you.
Okay, good.
Hey, Karen, it's me, Ted.
Oh, welcome, Ted, from the Midwest.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
I'm sitting outside the cabin right now. I can just barely get it. It stinks up there where all that pain is.
All right.
Hello, Guru Karen. This is Satnam Singh from Calgary.
Oh, Satnam Singh.
How you doing?
Canada, good. Okay, after you come on and let us say hello to everyone, you guys can star six, and then after I talk a little bit about what's happening, then we'll open it up and everybody can share. Anybody else come on that wants to check in?
Hello, this is Teresa from Santa Monica.
Oh, hello, Teresa. Hi.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, good. Okay, wonderful. Hello. Did someone else say something? Just heard an echo there. Okay, I guess not.
Hello, Satnam Guru Kiran. This is Damanjit from Calgary.
Oh, welcome. Another Canada person. Yay. Yay, good, wonderful. Well, wonderful, everybody. I'm so happy you're here. I was just saying a moment ago that I've been in several retreats. That's why I wasn't able to do the call last week. And I've been working on anchoring the frequencies that are just coming onto the planet with the 999. So we've all just, it's a new wave, our next wave of ascension, of light coming onto the planet. And what we're going to continue to be talking about is life in the fifth dimension, how we actually live in the fifth dimension and what that is, and how we move in the fifth dimension, and how we get into the next frequencies that are coming onto the planet. So I'm going to talk a little bit about 999. I was in a retreat, and I did a presentation that was really exciting, and it was recorded, and it was videotaped, and I look forward to getting that edited and making that available to everybody at sometime, hopefully in the not too far away time frame. And it was really exciting about talking with people in that group about how to actually allow these higher frequencies connecting between Gaia, Mother Earth, and the center of the galaxy, the Hunab Ku, to come through their bodies. And so we were doing the Shakti activation and getting them moving forward on the planet and their power and these higher frequencies. So it was really exciting for everyone. And so I'm still feeling all that energy flowing through me. It sounds like everybody here is also. And then last weekend, I was just returned from the desert, Joshua Tree, here in California. So I spent 3 days walking among the cactuses and the higher frequencies and the angelic realms on the desert, and it was called Bhakti Fest, if anybody heard about that. But it was about 2,000 people, and there was continuous chanting, kirtan, and yoga, and different lectures on wonderful subjects. So it was a very wonderful experience of grounding in the higher frequencies on the planet, down into Mother Earth. So I was helping to hold those frequencies. And I just had a wonderful experience of really connecting with the angelic realm, so to speak, or other frequencies that haven't been on the planet before that wanted to come through me, through us. And what I experienced was is there are other beings of light that haven't really connected with planet Earth before because of the energy frequencies here have been rather dense. And so it was really exciting that there are beings of light that are being attracted to the Earth, to us on the call, and others who are working with this light right now who want to help us anchor in these higher frequencies. And after the event, we actually stopped by a store, and I was drawn to pick up a selenite crystal, and that's helping me to work with some angelic frequencies that are really wanting to connect with the Earth frequencies, but they're new too, just as we're new to working in the fifth dimension. It's kind of interesting. They're also new to working with humans and the Earth frequencies. So we're kind of getting to know each other, and it's sort of interesting getting to know kind of some new angels, so to speak, or some new high frequency beings. So we're kind of, I'm putting out my energy and they're putting out their energy, and we're learning to form a synergy. And it's a network between, again, what's happening on Earth and the higher frequency connections all the way to the center of the Milky Way galaxy. And it's moving us into the experience of that we really are one with the entire creation process, with the entire galaxy, which allows us to really understand who we are. Okay, we'll go into that a little bit more in a minute. But I want to talk about the 999. So as we know, we just passed through September 9th, 2009, which marked a new wave of ascension frequencies, a new wave of light moving us into these higher frequencies. In general, the number 9 has been a very significant number. So we've seen it in Greek mythology. And we've seen it all over history. We've seen it with all kinds of calendar systems, with counting systems. In the Mayan tradition, the number 9 is a very important number. And there's an existing inscription from ancient times when the Mayans existed and wrote all this information down that discusses the meaning of the Mayan calendar end date, which talks about 9 in terms of deities. So for the Mayans, the numbers are actually, they call them deities that actually will descend at different times on the planet. And that's what's happening. That's what I was experiencing when I felt these different energies or angelic beings connecting with me in the desert, that these energies or deities are actually coming to meet us as we're rising to meet them. So we consider, in our modern terminology, the 999, the 9 energies, we could call them cosmic forces. that will begin to fully manifest that haven't been on the planet before. And this is pretty exciting because the cosmic forces or these waves are evolutionary waves. So they keep waking us up more and more to who we really are. The Mayans have cataloged them, and they're built one on top of each other. And we're actually riding on the end of the eighth wave, and we're getting ready to jump onto the ninth wave. So you can imagine that you're surfing through time, and you're ready to catch that next higher wave. The eighth wave, according to the Mayan terminology, is called the galactic underworld, and we're about to move into the universal underworld. So that's what the process that began to be initiated actually last Wednesday, less than a week ago. So these levels, nine cosmic levels, are moving us through different levels of manifestation. In these evolutionary waves, we start to notice more and more synchronicity in our lives. And so as we move into this synchronicity, we learn how to align ourselves with the universe. So we're going through steps to learning who we really are, steps to learning how to use our power consciously in relationship to the higher frequencies. We're literally learning how to become co-creators with the divine or with the whole universe. We're learning what our place in the universe actually is. So now we're beginning a count, as the Mayans call it, of 260 days. That's the period that we're moving into. We're moving into a 260-day count, starting with the 999. And the next wave will be October 28, 2011. But we'll talk about that in a minute. So what we've learned from this synchronicity is that we're called upon to focus on the number 9 and the ninth level. Behind these forces, behind this time of activation, is part of the intelligent plan for the history of humanity, and it comes from a higher source. And this is an important piece. It has a benevolent intention. When we move into the higher frequencies of light, we feel the good of the universe, so to speak. We feel the wondrous good things happening to us. We're actually moving out of the darkness, moving out of the shadows. And as we see, we talked about in other calls, as we see institutions that don't support the good of humanity or the good of Mother Earth, the good of Gaia herself, begin to crumble. So that's part of these higher frequencies. We can actually start to feel the love of the whole universe, that the universe is made of, and we can feel the love of Gaia, as we've been talking about, coming through us. We can actually have an experience of that and begin to move back into trust, because as we move through these different layers of evolution, there's been a lot of distrust and destruction and different things that we've talked about in some of our personal Shakti activation calls with each of you. And we'll notice that those are falling away, and we're actually able to move back into trusting love again and experiencing the love of the cosmos, that we are really living in a universe of love. And it's such a relief to be able to experience this and let go of the pain that we've all suffered through and allow Gaia to release her pain. And some people have written to me that they've had dreams or different experience where pain comes up. And I was just describing a minute ago, it's like lighting a candle at night, and you may see shadows around you. But as you get used to the candlelight, you're more focused on the light than the shadows. So just think of the shadows as just things in the past that are falling away that you don't need anymore. And keep focusing on the light, and then the light becomes brighter and brighter. So these nine cosmic forces are guiding us into our collective consciousness. So we do need to pay attention at this time to what is going on. And the collective consciousness, again, has to do with the synchronicities and things lining up and things beginning to move forward for you that may have been stuck in a holding pattern or resistance or a lower frequency pattern. The light will move you forward. And as I said, beginning to experience, as you experience more and more that you really do live in a loving universe, you can allow, this is a really important part, you can allow the light to move you forward into more light. So sometimes if you get impatient or feel that certain things have been holding you back, then as you move into trust, the light will allow those patterns to release. So it is a co-creation where the light or the fifth dimensional frequencies or these beings that are working with us are coming towards us very gently. It's a very gentle, almost as if they're reaching their hands out to you. And as you just gently feel them and breathe into that and breathe into Mother Gaia, your patterns, whatever's been holding you from moving forward, will begin to move. And many people have been telling me things that have been stuck for a long time are actually starting to move for them. But it also involves you allowing the light to move you forward. It's very gentle. It will not force you. Although many things are falling away from us, so we do want to stay connected to our guidance and our flow. It works both ways, but that's something to pay attention to, how you're receiving the light. So now we're talking about these three nines, 999, as the first of a 260-day activation. The ninth level of evolution will take us into the next highest level. It's completion. It's the completion time. So you can look at what in your life you need to complete from the past and allow that to fall away. And the highest state, the next highest state of the universal energies is going to, as I said, will move us into October 28, 2011. This doesn't mean the end of the world, as some people have said about the 2012, but that the nine wave movements are then completed. So we've got this nine energy that started last Wednesday, and we'll move into the completion of this wave or these energies. As I said, the Mayans call them deities because these energies are teaching us things. So we can think about that with this last nine, that the completion is like climbing the last hard steps of a ladder until we climb onto the roof. And when we get to the roof, we'll find a new stability under our feet and a place to rest. And I'm sure many of you have felt that you've just been pushing and pushing and just doing all these things, and things haven't worked, and you've been frustrated. But take heart. There will be a place of stability once we get through these transmissions, and you will be able to rest in these higher frequencies. So go ahead and just allow yourself to know that things are getting better. And between now and that time, change is going to continue to happen at an unprecedented rate in a very short period of time. And that's because this wave movement of the ninth level is of a high frequency. And it's coming to radically transform the collective consciousness so that everyone will see the world in an entirely different light. And this is where we talk about how we together on these calls and our Shakti activations are learning how to see the world through the eyes of the fifth dimension. Because this light is affecting everyone. So it's how we attune ourselves and allow ourselves to feel this light is how we're going to see it. And it's the collective consciousness. It's everywhere. So as we know that we can look to our network and the higher frequencies, and we can look through those eyes and that energy, we'll know we're going to be supported in the highest frequencies. That will move us to a good place, a place again where we can find a place to rest. So we've got three upcoming sacred calendar rounds that follow the 999. And the importance of this is the need to network, and here's also what we've been working on the call, focus our intentions so that these waves will converge in the birth of the new world that we all want to create together. So focusing our intentions as powerful creator beings is a really important aspect, a piece of what we're doing right now. It's just much more important than anything else, really. And this is really coming to fruition, and you're probably seeing how your intentions do start to create the world around you. We're going to move into this ninth level as we move into this. This is a good time for prayer, for meditation, and mental focusing. Again, that's all about intention. Also community building. So feeling that you have others that are supporting you in these higher frequencies. And feeling that you're really connected with Mother Earth. So you're building your community with your friends, but also noticing how you relate to the Earth and where your community, but also communion, this time of communion with the Mother, as we've been talking about all along. Okay, so the second calendar round will start in 2010. It's May 27th, 2010. So right now we're going to just stay focused on this ninth level, this 9-9 wave, and we'll just know that this is going to go until May 10th, until May 27th, 2010. So we're just going to feel those energies and know that we're building up to greater and greater energies, and you're integrating them right now. And again, this integration has to do with staying connected with Mother Earth for the ninth level, this new level of consciousness, which is a unity consciousness. It's especially created to generate a unity consciousness. And it is going to transform society. It's going to end all forms of dominance. The power over energy of one human being over another. And it has to do with institutions that are generated by left-brain thinking that don't include the heart. And this may have to do with financial systems, weapons of mass destruction, and other structures that uphold the authority of power over, and they're going to continue to crumble. So that's why it is important to network and create communities and be in communion with the earth, a place where you can be connected with nature. So that's basically what we're moving into with the wave of nine. I also wanted to talk a little bit about something that you guys have been discussing on the Shakti Activation Group, and I appreciate reading them, and I just haven't had computer access during these retreats, but I have been keeping up. And one thing I wanted to talk about is that as we move into these ascension frequencies, that more and more of your soul, more and more of who you are, is coming into your awareness and your physical body and your physical existence. So what we're going to talk about is the eighth chakra. I thought about the discussion you were having about, do you feel primarily like you're a man or a woman energetically? Well, when we get up to the sixth chakra, that's where the energies balance, where the male and the female energies, the male and female polarities move into a balanced form. So at that time, the kundalini weaves around in the spiral pattern, and your male and female energies are balanced. So it's more of an androgynous state where you're expressing your male and female energies in a balanced way. So there's not such an identification with being a man or a woman. And I wanted to keep, it's the chakra at which you go beyond the thought of duality, where you really experience the oneness, and you watch the yin and the yang, the male and the female, the night and the day are actually dancing together. It's the cosmic play or lila. But what I wanted to talk about was even, and then the seventh chakra, the crown chakra, but above the crown chakra is actually called the eighth chakra, the soul star. And that's where your soul, more of your soul, actually lives. And as we move into these higher frequencies of light, more and more of your soul frequency of who you really are is going to come and be activated in your physical body. And that comes actually into your heart chakra. And the heart chakra from the front of your body and the back of your body are going to get expanded out. So the imagine that there's an energy above the top of your head. It's also called soul star. And it gets activated and it comes more into your heart chakra. So this is what gives you the expansion with these fifth dimensional frequencies and creates that feeling of oneness and unity with all of divine creation. This has to do, not remembering or knowing who we were, has to do with the fall of consciousness, all the different ways that's shown up, all the experiences that we've gone through, all the darkness that we've gone through on the planet. The soul, a lot of our soul actually withdrew from the body and started hanging out in the soul star. The soul star above our head, 6-8 inches above our head. And as we awaken into these higher frequencies of light and lift our consciousness, you're going to actually merge back with more of who you are. And the essence of your soul will descend into what's called the Sacred Heart Center. And this is, again, the front and the back of your heart opening up. And it becomes like a star tetrahedron that's spinning in space. And this energy goes out and out and out. And this is a gateway to the higher dimensions. So as your chakras, your seven major chakras, spin in harmony, you move into what's called the sacred fire, which flows up your sushumna. This is what gets activated with your kundalini. And this will connect your chakras with your soul star. Now more and more can come into you, and this allows you to be reunited with your different facets of what's called you can call it the oversoul, or the bigger part of yourself, or the experience of how you are a part of the whole universe, and how important you are, and what important part of creation you are. This will regulate the flow of the creator light into your human body. And this is part of the ascension process. And as we do this, and then we pulsate those frequencies down with the Earth, with Mother Gaia, then as we talked about on the first call, this allows you to be that booster fuel to also help Mother Gaia to ascend. So this is a really critical piece that I wanted to talk about. Anyway, that's a lot of information. So I think I'm going to take a breath, and we're going to I just want to hear about some of the experiences you beautiful star beings have been having, you moms, light minds have been having, and we'll also set some intentions and connect with our unity consciousness and move from there. So if you want to share something, go ahead and star 6 and say your name, and we'll let your frequency of light be sent out to all the beings everywhere that can benefit from the light that you've been moving into. So go ahead, if someone would like to share, and then we'll set some intentions also. Take a breath, everybody, and just feel your toes, and let this energy, because we're getting an infusion of light right now. Let it come into the earth and then up through your body. Okay. Would anybody like to share?
I'd like to.
Okay, good.
This is Jennifer from Toronto.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Karen. And you activated me a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to tell you that it's been a little bit funky, but understandable, because
mm-hmm.
the person I merged with, there was a sense of real assertiveness with her and no-nonsense attitude. And I actually went to a workshop this past weekend on angels, and it was the first workshop that I had been to in a long time where I felt really agitated.
And I
kept free writing throughout the whole workshop, and it wasn't about what they were presenting, but the angels were telling me, this is not how we want to be represented. And every time I went outside, and I had my young son with me, 9 years old, and every time we went outside, we could feel the angels around us, and every time we went back into this closed, dark room, I could just feel the agitation building. And I thought it was me. And anyway, long story short, it was a three-day thing, and we ended up leaving early because it was just too much. Our energy was really drained. And people who know me know that I'm really in a really good consciousness, a high level, and I just couldn't take it anymore. And I wanted to know why I was sent to that workshop, and the end of it was that I needed to do something in a different way than what they were presenting.
Wow, that's really beautiful. I really feel that. What did the angels tell you how they want to be represented?
Because the people were speaking a lot about the fallen angels and a lot about the struggles and the darkness. And I felt the angels were saying, no, that's not the message. We want to talk about love. We want to talk about how the love and the light will just diminish the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And the darkness has no place and it has no power. And the people who were talking about it were making it seem as if the darkness had some sort of power over the light. And they were telling me, the angels were telling me, no, that is not true.
Wow, I'm so happy you said that. That's really awesome because I've been experiencing that too, that if people talk about things in that way, it's not fifth-dimensional energy. And I'm really happy that you and other people are starting to make distinctions about what's fifth-dimensional energy and what's, you know, third or fourth-dimensional energy. And that feels more like, you know, fourth-dimensional energy or even third-dimensional energy.
So it was okay to doubt what was happening because I kept saying, is it me or is it really what's happening with this workshop?
No, we have to. We have to discriminate because we are moving into fifth-dimensional energy, but we have to discriminate. Not everybody is moving into fifth-dimensional energy. We're the ones that are holding that frequency for others that can move into it, but not everybody will or can move into it. Good. Wonderful. Thank you. Let's set an intention. I now allow myself to discriminate between fifth-dimensional frequencies and dimensions and other dimensions, and I allow myself to be shown that clearly. What do you think?
I think that's great.
Okay. So let's go ahead and inhale and exhale. I'm going to go ahead and let you repeat that in your own words since you had that direct experience. Just however you feel like saying that.
I am going to allow myself to experience at the fifth dimensional level. Allow the light and the love to be the way I express in the world and not allow anything else to hinder that in any way.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Inhale and exhale. I'm just clearing the energy around that to open up the space for that. Okay. So be it, and so it is. It is done, it is done, it is done. Excellent. Wow, that's really important. Thank you. Okay, would anybody else like to share?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
This is Gaia. I'm having a hard time getting in and out of here. Let's see. I'm trying to find some notes. I was scribbling while we were talking. The dreams are just really, they're phenomenal. And a lot of them are actually telling me what's going to be coming. They're coming true. But on 09-09-09. I woke up early in the morning. I had a little pet piggy. I just rehomed her this weekend. Things are working out great in that way. And I decided I need to lay back down and rest for a little while, but Spirit had a message for me. And I had this crazy dream. I won't tell you all about that, but it was about, I think it was about leaving the past and walking forward into the new.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and so when I came outside to do my morning sadhana and sit, and I do a little bit of sun gazing, usually the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was sitting there, I was feeling a little bit alone, a little bit depressed, and I wasn't getting as much feedback as I wanted. And I just sent out a plea to Creator that I wanted a message, you know, a clear message of love. And so I sat and I sun gazed. And when you sun gaze, if you look a certain way, you'll start to see images. You see rainbows for sure. You might see Aum symbols, different things. And as I looked towards the sky, I saw what I always think of as a ship going by. I don't know if everyone's into our galactic friends that are going to be coming to Earth or not, but they're there. And so that's always a sure sign. And then as I looked, like I took my gaze off focus completely, and I could see these stripes across the sky. And it wasn't like the usual sun gaze that you see. They were huge, wide, and they stretched really far. And the song came to mind, Ribbons in the Sky by Stevie Wonder.
Wow.
And you know, I wasn't sure if it was ribbons or rainbows. And so I came back in and I emailed my sister, who's very musically inclined, and I said, what's the name of that song by Stevie Wonder? And she came back, Ribbons. And I said, ah. So they were actually ribbons. Creator had put ribbons across the sky for me.
Mm-hmm.
To see that love. Yes, it was awesome. It was awesome.
Well, I really feel that. I feel your expansion, too, since last we talked. I can see more crystalline light around you. That's so wonderful.
That's good. That's good.
And I'm glad you're saying that, and for all of us to remember that our soul matrix, so to speak, is a geometric form of, like, ribbons of light, so to speak. And I see that as a sign that Creator is showing us that we really are ribbons of light in the galaxy. That's what we truly are.
Good deal.
I love that. So how about, would you like to have an affirmation or intention around experiencing your soul essence or something? What would you
say? I have actually a little bit more to say about that. I've been...
Go ahead.
I've been in conversation, let's say, with my higher self for long time, for years, because I've always felt there was something there, because I don't actually feel in my body most of the time. I feel like something that is looking out from a body. And so it came to me that this is actually my soul, you know, my higher self, experiencing life in this vessel that's walking the earth. And so I've been practically begging higher self to come down. So how appropriate that we're talking, that this is what is starting to happen now. But I'm feeling, for one thing, I'm wanting it to happen too fast. And I feel like the spirit gave me the message that if it happened as quickly as I want, it would probably kill me. You know, that's too much at once. And number two, Spirit's not quite ready to step into the vessel. They're a little bit trepidation about walking, you know, on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
We were brave to be able to come down into. We don't recall that, but we agreed to come down and walk the earth and bring the light,
mm-hmm.
and bridge the light. And so higher self is saying, you know, let's go a little bit slower. Yeah.
Oh, I really appreciate you saying that. That's what I was experiencing, too, that with these new angelic beings that I connected with on the desert this weekend, they were reaching out to me, but very gently and kind of a little bit unsure, and I was reaching out to them, and we're just sort of like our fingertips are touching. We're just kind of getting to know each other's frequencies, and is it okay to move into these higher frequencies? So I'm experiencing the same thing, so I'm glad you're doing that.
Yeah, I guess if I were going to ask for something
I know everything is fine. I mean, I quit the rat race years ago. I moved here to the country to settle in for the last several years, to let it happen. And so patience is what I need more than anything. You know, I want it to happen. Time is speeding up like crazy.
Uh-huh.
Days and weeks and months fly by.
Right, right. Well, it is happening, and you're totally beautiful, acknowledged and appreciated role in networking and keeping everybody connected is really, really important right now. So whenever you feel impatient, just reach out to connect with us, and that really helps speed up our networking.
Okay.
So the impatience may be for other people to join us in this frequency, and then know that that's your, you know, one thing that you are really good at and have chosen to do is help hold the network and the crystalline heart chakra that we are co-creating on the planet at this time. You are really helping to anchor that in and let other people, and hold the space for other people that are, you know, that can hold a piece of it to come in.
Yeah. That's good. I like that.
Mm-hmm. So how about an intention about I now allow myself to, something about, and I want you to put it in your own words, but something about, you know, holding the space, anchoring in the crystalline
okay.
heart chakra. I'm not sure, something around that.
I am ready to move into a space of allowance, to be the bridge, the light bridge, to allow the energies to enter into Mother Earth, to light it up for all.
Beautiful. Let's breathe that in. Okay, I'm clearing that energy. Okay, excellent. Now holding the space to be the bridge for Mother Earth to anchor in these higher frequencies. Okay, so be it, and so it is. It is done, it is done, it is done. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh, beautiful. I'm seeing all the crystalline patterns right now. How are you feeling about that?
Rainbows and crystals are like, they just give me so much energy. And yeah, I see rainbows all the time. So that's like that. It's flowing from my heart. It actually is flowing from my heart.
Yeah.
It's
beautiful. It's beautiful. Okay. Good.
Thank you.
Who else would like to share their experience? And we'll do another activation if anybody else would like to share anything. Does anybody else would like to talk?
Hello, Karen?
Yes.
This is Avinashi.
Hi, Avinashi.
I relate with these descriptions of letting go of the past and patterns. You know, like as my son is getting ready to go off to college, sometimes I get these frenzies of fear, you know, and project that, and I just trying to release the patterns of worrying about the future, or, you know, people at this board meeting for victims of sexual assault, you know, a whole group of doctors was fired, and people are just worried, and, you know, they're talking about the Mayan calendar, like the end of the world. So I'm trying to just focus my energy on that light and dropping, you know, that terror of the future. And when we talked, you mentioned something about me with the nighttime, and I don't know what that all meant, but last night I had this feeling like my body was on fire, almost like, and not like a menopause thing, but if they talk about kundalini rising, that I just felt this tremendous heat. So I don't know if I should be putting this energy back in the earth, but I'm just cognizant of a lot of energy.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is, you're just trying to connect with that soul star. And so let it go up above your head and then come back down into your heart and then into the earth. And then just embrace, like move into like a feeling of gratitude rather than worry. And that's going to allow your soul expansion.
Ah.
And you are picking up other people's fears, like in the meetings.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not all you. That's what I'm seeing around you. You are helping them transmute their darkness. So, you know, again, drink water with lemon, walk barefoot on the earth, and the meditation that I was given for everybody to do is the Rama Dasa Sa Se So Hung. But this time when everybody does it, the Sa Se So Hung, go ahead and really feel that you're moved up above your head into your eighth chakra and bringing your soul, more of your soul back into your body. But yes, you are picking up, you are helping other people transmute their darkness. That's why it can seem overwhelming to you. And the fears that you have, you know, if they show up as something personal, like about your son,
mm-hmm.
know that those are other people's fears also. So if it seems overwhelming, it's not just yours. And then that's where, you know, you could do the Rama Dasa.
Like, it was funny. Even when you mentioned, before you mentioned that, I have a CD of that, and that's what I've listened to almost every night I go to sleep.
That's
meditating
great.
With that.
Yeah, and just, you know, you can send it out to the people, like, just imagine before you go into a meeting or something that you're sending the Rama Dasa ahead of you, and then when you leave, you're leaving Rama Dasa there. So the intention, you're sending that frequency out so they can receive the healing from the vibration and not from you personally. Like, you don't have to personally carry these people, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something we've kind of been trained to do, is that, you know, we have to carry, you know, as healers or however that shows up for us as women or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But now these higher frequencies can actually carry people across, and it's up to us to really to hold the higher frequencies and just send them to them, and that will help them transmute at whatever rate they're able to do it on their own, so to speak.
Well, thank you. I was going to ask you last time, I don't know if you can see colors of my aura.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you are bringing in more of your soul. Your eighth chakra is becoming activated at this time. And it's like it's a crystalline, like shimmering golden that's starting to come into your aura that I didn't see last time we talked. It's really beautiful. So just let it come like down into your body, and that will also attract prosperity to you.
Thank you.
Okay, what would be an intention?
I think the intention would be to share the divine light, to magnify the divine light in each of us, and then to return it down through our bodies back to the earth, to visualize that flow.
Yeah.
So that we're not out in orbit, and we're not just, like you say, knotted up with the energy with nowhere to go to picture a fountain of just flowing out and back in, like in a circular motion.
Yes, I think that's it. Okay, go ahead. How would you like to say that as an intention? I now intend, I now hold
the divine light to all human beings. Hold them in grace and send the energy back through each of our bodies and into the earth.
Beautiful. I'm clearing that energy. I'm clearing that frequency. Everybody breathe and ground that into Mother Earth. We're just clearing, getting into our lower chakras, our roots, our connection with the earth. Good, letting that come back up. Good. So be it, and so it is. It is done. It is done. It is done. Yes, thank you. I'm feeling that golden thread that you're pulling through from your soul into the earth and sending out into our beautiful activating heart chakra network, crystal. Beautiful. That, yes, that gold frequencies going into the heart chakra. crystal and heart chakra we were building around the planet. Thank you. Well, yes.
Satnam.
Would anybody else like to share? Okay, let's all take a breath in and out. Again, I recommend the mantra for this week as the Rama Dasa. You're going to pull it up from the earth, pulsating up from the earth, and then all the way up to your eighth chakra, your soul star, and then you're going to bring that back down into your heart, all the way into your body and down to the earth. You can bring in more of your soul essence this week. We will have a call next week. I'll be here. And if you want to email me or you want Shakti Activation, use the Gmail, gurukirankar@gmail.com. And what I'm going to do right now for a couple minutes is play the Rama Dasa so we can all attune to that. And then if anybody else wants to speak, we'll have a couple minutes at the end. But that's what I'm seeing to do, is really activate more of our soul essence into our physical body, connected with the physical body of Gaia, Mother Earth. Okay, so let's just go ahead. I'm going to put the music on, so attune to this for a couple minutes. And that'll be our code activation for this week. Okay, I'm just grabbing my iPod here. Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Inhale and exhale. That was wonderful. I really am feeling that golden light from our souls coming into our hearts, into Mother Gaia. That was beautiful. Wow, beautiful activation, everyone. So if you want to practice that at home this week, that would be great. And would anybody else like to share? We have a couple minutes. How are you feeling after that meditation? Did anybody get feel that golden light, that expansion?
Felt like we were all sitting together.
I did too. That really created a really beautiful sense of unity for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I appreciate the unity consciousness we just achieved in the fifth dimension right then. I feel that Mother Earth is really happy right now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.